Clarinetist Francois Houle lives in Vancouver, and Benoit Delbecq lives in Paris. They first played together in 1995, but because each keeps busy with multiple projects close to home, they don't meet up all that often. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says on their third duo album, they pick up right where they left off.
Duke Ellington's The Mystery Song, played by French pianist Benoit Delbecq and French-Canadian clarinetist Francois Houle. That's from their third duo CD, Because She Hoped, on Songlines. Their previous recording was a decade ago, but they can strike a mood together quickly. That quiet, mysterioso air is one specialty, conjuring a dream state, a slow-motion sleepwalk. There's some modern chamber music in this duo's approach. Benoit Delbecq often prepares his piano in the way composer John Cage made popular. He wedges small pieces of wood or rubber between selected strings to get muted, percussive, or bell-like sounds. Preparing different notes different ways makes piano into a percussion orchestra. The instrument has a lot of voices, and Delbecq may give each voice its own character role. One buzzy note might suggest an mbira, the plucked metal West African thumb piano. Another clacking key might simulate Cuban clave sticks. Clarinetist Francois Houle also uses various so-called extended techniques, which we might define as techniques unusual 50 years ago, which are almost common now. But just as pianists prepared their instruments by laying paper on the strings long before John Cage, you can trace Houle's striking percussive notes back to vaudeville clarinetists of 100 years ago. It's not the newness of the technique that counts, it's what players do with it. Benoit Delbecq and Francois Houle playing Steve Lacy's tune Clichés, with Houle quoting or mangling some familiar licks on clarinet. That solo is subtly funny, but his singing tone sounds good even if you miss all the jokes. Some people think extended techniques are mostly the province of classical music. Check out the Wikipedia page for prepared piano. But jazzman John Carter pointed the way toward extreme high notes for clarinetists like Uhl, and a bumper crop of contemporary improvisers prepare their pianos. For proof, check out Dred Scott's new solo album called Prepared Piano, or Albert van Veenendaal's 2010 CD Minimal Damage, or various works by Andrea Neumann, Cor Fuller, or Denman Maroney. Composer Richard Barrett has said he listens to improvised music to discover what sounds are possible, sounds he can use as a composer. Improvisers who really investigate an instrument know the possibilities best. They can create their own little sound worlds, like Francois Uhl and Benoit Delbecq.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the new duo CD Because She Hoped. Coming up, a review of Shalom Auslander's debut novel. Maureen Corrigan calls it a caustic comic tour de force. This is Fresh Air.